Hello friends, Denny Pruto here, following up on a request to explain Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 in its original context. Listen to the text now. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. This text has been portrayed by artists such as William Holman Hunt and Warner Salmon. William Holman Hunt's picture of Christ standing at the door is called the Light of the World, and the door is covered with ivy and brambles, and it looks as though it hasn't been open for a time. Salmon's picture was portrayed in stained glass at the front of the church where I worshipped as a little boy. And as I recall, the picture shows Christ, yes, standing at the door, and the hinges are on the outside of the door, indicating that the door is pulled out. And you cannot see the other side of the door because a figure of Christ is standing in front of the door. But if the hinges are on the outside, it's very likely that the door pull is also on the outside. And so this is not a door that is opened from the inside to let Christ in, but this is a door that is opened from the outside, and so Christ himself opens the door and enters in. This is intended to be a picture of Revelation 3:20 and the idea that we as individuals are to open the doors of our hearts and let Christ in. This is the very popular interpretation of Revelation 3:20, but in its original context, this is not likely the meaning of the text. The text comes in the letter that is recorded by the Apostle John to the church in Laodicea. The letter begins this way, "And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation." This is written specifically to a church, and it comes from the Lord of the church, the words of the Amen, the Alpha and the Omega, the faithful and true witness, Jesus Christ. The English Standard Version reads, the beginning of God's creation, but a better translation would be the ruler of God's creation. Yes, Jesus Christ is the ruler and the king of all. And then this letter ends with these telling words, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Yes, individual churches are made up of people like you and me, individuals like you and me, but the letter itself is written to a particular church. And what is the problem with this particular church? Listen to the words of our Lord. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you would be either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I have need of nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. This is a church that Jesus Christ characterizes as lukewarm, and the original language indicates that this makes him sick. He would vomit them out of his mouth. He would retch to get rid of this kind of church. This is the idea of the original language. And the individuals in this church consider themselves rich. They consider themselves to be those who need nothing. But what are they? Jesus Christ says, they are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. They do not know their estate before God, that they are wretched, poor, blind, and naked sinners, standing before God in their sin, naked in their wretchedness. And so Jesus Christ says to them, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire. Get true riches, the true spiritual riches that come from me, says Jesus Christ, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourselves. From me, Jesus Christ says, obtain the robes of righteousness so that you will no longer be naked and ashamed. And he says, and the shame of your nakedness may not be saved. And buy from me the salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. You are blind and you do not see the truth of Jesus Christ. These people are in a pitiable, poor, wretched, spiritual condition. That's what the inside of this church looks like. And so Jesus Christ says to them, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Yes, prove zealous and turn away from your wickedness and return to me, says the Lord. Repent of your sins. This church is much like the old nation of Israel, who was found to be in idolatry and to whom the prophets came and warned them to repent because it was too late. And Jesus Christ in this case says to this church, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of this church. That's the idea. Imagine Jesus Christ is on the outside of this church. Remember now what the Apostle Paul says about the church. He says to the church at Corinth, we are the temple of the living God. He says to the church at Ephesus that you are a special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Peter says to those to whom he writes in 1 Peter that we are spiritual stones being built into a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God. Yes, the church is a spiritual house, and a temple is the special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. In the Old Testament, the temple was the residing place of the Shekinah glory, the dwelling glory of God. And God promises to dwell graciously within his church in this day. But in the case of the church at Laodicea, the gracious presence of God in the person of Jesus Christ was outside the church, knocking to come in. And Jesus Christ himself is the one who opens the door and enters in to the fellowship of believers. And so he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, my sheep hear my voice, Jesus says, and follows me. The individuals whom Jesus Christ draws to himself, those individuals follow him. And we then willingly follow him. As Psalm 110:3 says, in the day of his power, his servants will willingly follow him. And so his servants open the door and gladly invite Jesus Christ to come in to their midst. And Jesus Christ says to those whom he enters in to visit, I will eat with them, and they will eat with me. This is like the Lord's Supper. Christ coming in and our having the privilege of eating and drinking with the Lord Jesus. And notice how the version reads. It reads, I will come in to him. That is, I will come in and draw near to him. The idea is not of Jesus Christ entering into the human heart, but the idea is of Jesus Christ entering into and drawing near to individuals for fellowship. This is the idea of the text in context. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 is not speaking about individuals inviting Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and thus be born again. No, that's not how it works. The new birth is a sovereign work of Jesus Christ. The wind blows where it wishes, and we hear the sound of it, and know not where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. We hear only the results of the work of the Spirit. God sovereignly causes men and women to be born again. This is not a text about the new birth. This is a text about the church and Jesus Christ knocking at the door of the church and saying to the individuals of the church, I am on the outside, but I should be on the inside of your fellowship. Open the door and acknowledge me as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and celebrate my covenant and my presence with me. And I will affirm to you that I am your God and you are my people. This is the proper interpretation of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 in its context. Thanks for listening.